For those of you who don't know, this is my third week as pastor here. And so we've just been spending the last few weeks kind of talking about what our vision and what the mission is of the Bridge. I really felt that it was important in this new season, this new thing that God is doing here, that we get our focus on why we are here, what it is that we believe, and what our mission is as a body. So once again, I'm going to say the vision. Our vision here at the Bridge is stated on our website as this: we exist so that people far from God will encounter him and experience the life that only Jesus offers. Now, if you've been here for the last 2 weeks, you've heard me say that a lot, and that is purposeful, because we need to always have that in mind, that we are looking for those far from God. This church actually exists so that people that are far from God will encounter him, and that they get to experience that life that we have, that Jesus has given us. It's why we're here. It's what fuels what we do, and is our ultimate goal, is that people would know him. So to help each other, like we just talked about, and other people encounter the Lord and experience that life. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about what belonging, so we have mission statement. It's how we plan to reach the vision. So the vision is that would happen. The mission is how we get there. And so we have a simple belonging, believing, and becoming that our mission statement kind of encapsulates who we are and what we're doing. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about what belonging has to do with our mission. It's that we belong together to help each other and encourage each other, that the lost belong here because we've all been in a lost place, and the Lord rescued us and brought us together, so we want others to come and join us in that. And God wants everyone to come to know him, and that we belong in the community because he has a purpose here at this time in history and in this place and in this area for each one of us to reach and be a blessing to the community for him. So, and then last week we talked about the importance of believing and knowing what we believe, how we're not the only ones on a mission, but the enemy also is on a mission to keep us from that objective, which is to help people far from God encounter God and experience the life that only Jesus offers. See, the enemy is actively trying to keep us from growing in Christ personally and actively trying to keep us from helping others to do the same. And he will use whatever he can to keep us from that goal. So last week we talked about three of his tactics: deception, distraction, and division. He lies, distracts, and attempts to divide us so that he can separate us from what God has called us to do and to keep us from being strong in what we believe. Okay? So we as believers, he doesn't get our souls, because we are gods, but if he can stumble us up and keep us focused on ourselves or the lies or whatever, it will keep us from walking out that purpose. And we finished up last week's reviewing what we believe. We believe that God's word is true. We believe that God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that work in unison. We believe that the church should be led by the Holy Spirit to spur one another along in the faith and bring those that don't believe to an understanding and belief of who God is. And we believe that Christ will return one day to take all of us with him to live with God for all eternity. And those who don't believe, that they will be forever separated from him in hell. So those truths show us the importance of knowing what we believe and being strong and walking that out. And so this week, we're going to have our final teaching on this: belonging, believing, becoming. You probably saw that coming. There's three of them. And it's all around that final word, become. And so we're going to dig into that. To become means to begin to grow, or to begin or grow. And it also means to be or turn into, okay? So if we're going to be becoming, it's an action. It's something that we're doing. And it's a process that we start to grow. So at this point, we belong, we believe, and now we're going to begin, or we're going to grow so that we can turn into something. But what do we turn into? And how do we do that? So we're going to look in the Word. We're going to look at some scriptures this morning that show us our part in becoming. If you would turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to look at the first 17 verses of Colossians 3 this morning. And I'm just going to read the whole passage, and then we'll go back and kind of dig into it a little bit. Colossians 3, verse 1. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. Verse 5. So put to death the sinful earthly things that lurking within you have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are Jew or Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So this passage has a lot of stuff in it. And we're gonna dive into this in our talk about becoming and what that means. As we said, becoming is an action. And the one thing about an action is that it is actually up to us to initiate it. If it's going to happen in our lives, we need to initiate it. One thing that I have learned is in my walk with the Lord is that the Lord is a gentleman, and he has so much that he wants to do for us, but we have to let him. Now, there are definitely times at which the Lord puts his foot down and says this, but most of what we do and walk out in our lives, we have to let him in to do that. And I had a little analogy there. If you break your arm and you have a cast on, and you take your cast off, but you never use your arm. You have to actually use it. Like, the healing can be done, but you have to actually use it to be able to experience that. So that was kind of just a thought that I had about that. So Paul wrote to the Colossians while he was in prison. He was writing to the church at Colossae, and he is stating in the very first verse that they have been raised to new life with Christ. And then he tells them and what the response to that truth should be. Okay? He said that we should first set our sights on heaven, not looking to things around us, because when we come to believe Christ as our Savior, verse 3 says, we have died to this life, and our real life is hidden with Christ. And I really love that right there. how he says that our real life is hidden with Christ. I think sometimes we struggle with how we were before Christ and how we are, but Paul goes to the extent here to let us know that before we knew Christ, we weren't living our real life. It wasn't even our real life. It wasn't the life that we were created to be. So if you think that somehow you can't help but go back to that because that's what who you always were, that's not who you were created to be. Knowing God and walking with God is how we are meant to live this life. It's how he created us in the very beginning. It makes it, to me, feel attainable, if that makes sense, to live this life and to walk away from the things that are of this world when I realize that that is my real life. I do that. And then in verse 5, he starts going through the list of things that he tells us to put to death in our lives and then talks about how we can do that. So verse 5 says, So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you, having nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. He didn't even say that we just need to put those things down. He didn't even say, just walk away from them. He said, put them to death. Because although we used to do those things when our life was still part of this world, now it's time to make sure that they don't come back. It's time to get rid of them permanently. So he acknowledges that those are part of this evil world, but he also says that we are able to reject them completely and act according to our new self or our new life. All the things that once separated us from God are not part of that real life. They are from this fallen, sinful world. So Paul is telling the church that since we have been raised to new life, we need to fix our eyes. We can choose to fix our eyes above the things of this world. And that right there, like, for right now in this world, we need that. It's a choice. Fix your eyes on things above. And that we can choose to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. We don't have to lie. We don't have to cheat. We don't have to swear. We don't even have to be angry. We can get rid of those things in our life. And then next we see Paul is asking the church to put on their new nature, which another thing, well, I guess I'm going to get ahead of myself if I say that. Put on our new nature and be renewed as we learn to know God, our Creator, and become like him. This is our becoming that we're looking for. It is an action and it is a process. The action of putting on the old nature, the old self. The old self is in its place. Each day we choose to put on this nature of our real life, who we were created to be. It makes me think of picking out what you're going to wear in the morning. You choose it. You put it on. But could it really be as simple as a choice to choose this nature? He kind of even answers that back in the first couple verses where he says that we have already been raised to our new life and that we should set our minds on things above. He's not saying that our mind is already set. He said that it's up to us to set it on things above. He's telling them, set your mind on things above. Set your mind on Christ and then put on that new nature and then walk out your life. So I'm going to pick it up in we're going to go back to verse 11. Let's pick it up there. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. This counts for you. And then in verse 12 it says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, You must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as a member of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. So you can choose to put on this nature, and this is what it looks like. Mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, giving grace to people, forgiving people, and love. And then he says, let the peace that Jesus gives rule in your hearts. Let it. It's a choice. Let it happen. We can no longer say that it's just our personality to hang on to these things. That we can't hang on to things that people have done to us. They really hurt me. And that patience just isn't my thing. It's not in us to give of ourselves. But when we come to Christ and we fix our eyes on him, we need to choose to put those things on. It's a choice. And peace is a choice because we get to receive it from the Lord. He's freely offering it to us. He gives it, and we live in it. So if you're feeling these things, like someone's offended you, or you're struggling with patience or kindness, it's time to put on those things. It's time to put away the old nature and live the real life. It's time to choose it today. God has shown you more kindness and patience than we could ever imagine. He's shown me more kindness and more patience than we can ever imagine. We got to fix our eyes on him because that needs to flow through us. We need to be able to extend that to others. So what does that look like here at the Bridge? How do we encourage that to happen in this place? Well, let me tell you. First, we believe that as we choose to put on the nature of Christ, the Holy Spirit is the one that compels us to change. So we invite him in. We invite the Holy Spirit to have full access in all that we do here. We completely yield to him. In our services, sometimes we will have words of knowledge or prophetic words spoken. In worship, we allow for time and access for God to move upon our hearts. We encourage people to listen to the Spirit and get out of their seats, to kneel, lift up hands, clap, even move about the room as the Lord leads them. Because we believe that each one of us has a different expression in worship and that God wants authentic worship. He doesn't want us thinking about the people around us. He wants it to be all about him. And so here, we will leave room for that. Sometimes, as we see in the book of Acts, chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit is given access to us in our gatherings, things happen that might look a little different. Things got a little messy in that upper room when the Holy Spirit came. And we never want to stifle what the Holy Spirit wants us to do here. He is invited into every gathering that we have, whether it's Sunday mornings, weekly meetings, or in connect groups. We want to encounter him, whatever that may look like. Second, we desire and we pursue unity. In unity comes growth. In unity, unity grows trust, and it allows us to safely let our guards down and let God change us. It allows him to come in and heal us and use us for the things that he would have us to do. Here at the Bridge, about a year ago, we began something called Growth Track, and we had all of our leadership team go through it. And then we introduced it to the church back in January, I believe. And what Growth Track is, it's a 4-week class that's held directly after church on Sundays for 45 minutes to an hour in which we go through 4 steps. to know, first step, first week, is to know God. So we talk about knowing God. Second, find freedom from baggage. Third, discover your purpose. And number four, make a difference. And we would encourage all of you to go through that growth track course. We had to kind of stop it back in March. In fact, I think we stopped it right in the middle of one because of everything shutting down. But October 4th, we're going to be beginning that again, and we'll be doing it quarterly. So probably three to four times a year we will do that. And what it does is it brings unity. We all know what's going on here. We all know, we learn our gifts, our spiritual gifts, and our personalities, and then we get to find out what our strengths are, and then we get to talk about what it is to go after the things of the Lord. So I would just really encourage you to be a part of that in October. And the last way that we believe that the action of becoming, the last way we believe that action of becoming, that becomes, sorry. There's a lot of becomings in this sentence. No. The action of becoming happens in small groups. And here at the Bridge, our small groups are called connect groups. We connect with each other. We connect with the Lord. Connect groups is where we find friendship. It's where we find accountability. And it's where we have a lot of fun. It's where we get to do what we love. And what is more fun than doing what we love with people who love to do them also. So this fall, we're going to be having some connect groups that will start up again, and we're going to be announcing those in the next week or so. So stay tuned. So we're excited about that. God gave a vision to the people who began this church 22 years ago that this would be a place that people can belong, even when they may not feel like they fit into the idea of what they thought church would be. It's to be a place where we come to believe all that God is and all that we are in Him. And it's to be a place that we would choose, make that choice, to become all that God has for us and not settle for anything less than that. And I just want to finish out that passage, verse 16 and 17. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. So God chose us as the one that He loves. He knows who you are. He knows the choices you've made. He sees you're good, you're bad, you're ugly, and He chooses you as the one that He loves. If you're struggling with that idea that God loves you, I just want to say that again. The God of all creation, He loves you. He just loves you. It's unconditional. It's unlike anything that you've ever seen, you've ever experienced, and you will never find it anywhere else, that perfect love. Than from Him. So we get the chance to represent Him according to this verse that we just read. We get to represent Him in this lost and broken world. And I would also just want to add that we represent Him even if we don't want to. We're still representing Him. If people know that you are a believer, you're a representation of Him. And that's something that we need to take seriously also. And now we get the chance to choose Him. He chose us, and now we get to choose Him. We get to choose to put off our broken selves, put those things to death, and to step into the new, the real life, the real life that He has for you. We get to choose that, and we get to do it together. One of the steps in the growth track is find freedom. And there there are definitely things, and I just want to say this, there are definitely things in our lives that we go through that may cause us to become broken in some places, may cause us to be hurt in some places. And one thing that we want to do is, and that we are looking to do in this church, is to allow places for those things to be healed. Allow places for the Lord to come and fix those things, to help us move past the things that the enemy has tried to weigh us down with, whether it's something that you have chosen or something it is that you haven't, but that you carry with you. The Lord would, I would say, I really believe that the Lord wants us to live whole. I really believe that he wants us to live unhindered. And so this place will be a place where we allow for those things to be dealt with and put away. And as we put off the old and put on the new, we get to do this together. We get to do this together. This is family. This is the body of Christ is meant to be family. And we get to do this together. 2 weeks ago, I told the story of, and since we're finishing this series, I just wanted to bring it back again. When this church started over at Skate World, the vision that was given to Pastor Becky was that we were all standing on top of Skate World, and there were people walking by on Gateway Loop, and they were like zombies, and they were just kind of straightforward, shuffling along. And we, and I say we, I wasn't actually part of the church then, but we, as our body, was standing on top of Skate World, and we were offering bread to the people walking by. And every once in a while, one of them would look up and pay attention and grab a hold of that bread, and then they would start to eat it, and then they would, their coloring would come back, and they would come up and join us on top of the skate world. And that's the next part. That's a part that has always been part of who we are and will always be who we are. We get to bring that good news, that real life. We get to bring that to the lost. We get to bring that to the broken. We get to bring that to the hurting. The people who are just going through their lives not even realizing that there's something else. Not even realizing that the Lord loves them, we get to bring that life to them, and that's exciting. And then they get to come along, and they get to belong with us, and they get to believe with us, and they get to become right along with us. And so I just want to end today with this verse, and it's found in Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 1. And this would be my charge to you. This would be my challenge. And the excitement comes right to this verse. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. God has set before us the bridge at this time and this place, a race that we get to run with him. And we get to do that. And so we get to, it keeps us from doing that. And we get to take up the baton and run with him. Would you stand? I just want to pray. Father God, oh Lord. Lord, thank you that you have given us a choice, Lord. That you have given us a choice, that we can choose you. That we can become who you've created us to be. That we get to walk out our real life with you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you so much. Lord, I pray, Lord, that as we go forward, that these words would be constant in our ears, Lord. That we would choose to put on your nature. that every day we would believe you for it, that we would set our eyes on you, Lord God, and that we would run the race that you have put before us, Lord God. Lord, let us become who you have created us to become, Lord God. It's the life that you have for us. And so, Lord, as we move forward from this place, keep that in our minds. Lord, show us the places that we have grabbed onto things and just said, oh, this is just the way that I've always been, or this is the way that we've always done it, or whatever, Lord. Lord, I pray that we would cast those things out. You would give us new eyes to see your plan, that you would give us new eyes to see what you're doing and see what you want to do in this church, and that you want to see what you want us to do in ourselves, Lord God. Let us run with you, Lord. Let us run with you. Eyes wide open to you, Lord God. I pray that everything else would fall away and that we would experience that life with you. And we thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Thank you that you are victorious and that we get to just walk in that victory. You did it, Lord, but we get to walk in that victory. Praise you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in this church. We thank you for what you're going to do in our lives. We love you, and we just give this week to you, Lord God. And we thank you for what you're going to do in it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all. Greet somebody as you go. Have a great day. Stay cool. And we will see you soon.